Authorities identify him as 40-year-old Wade Michael Page. We know that he was a veteran of the U.S. Army, but that was in his 20s in the 1990s. From 1992 to 1998, he was discharged then, served as a specialist in psychological operations. Very little is known about the last 14 years of his life. We're working on that right now, but we can tell you that authorities have described him in the last day or so to ABC as a white supremacist, as someone who was a skinhead. That's all we have at this point. There's a report in the local newspaper that he moved here to the Oak Creek area just south of Milwaukee in the last month or so, apparently from Chicago. But that's not confirmed and not entirely clear.
And they are calling this a case of domestic terrorism.
Man, that is the phrase used by the local police chief yesterday, and the FBI is assisting in this investigation. But this morning, we'll hear more from local authorities. At first, yesterday, they told us the FBI was in the lead, but now we're expecting to hear more from the local chief of police. So the suggestion is that, in fact, this remains a local investigation with assistance from the FBI. Overnight, police and federal authorities went into the suspect's home to try to see what they could learn there. The entire neighborhood was evacuated out of fear that they would see a similar situation as they saw in Aurora, Colorado, where the suspect there booby-trapped his house. Well, that was not the case here in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. They were able to get inside rather easily and removed some amount of material. We're not yet sure what that is, but I'm sure as court... Well, I'm not certain we will in any particular short course, because there will not be any criminal charges filed in this case. The suspect is deceased. Shot dead yesterday by the responding police officers, one of whom remains in critical condition this morning.